This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that it is only the collaboration of Quad that can ensure free, open, stable, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Making an opening remark in the Quad Summit in Tokyo, he said the commitment of doing global good that the member nations have undertaken has a resonance far beyond this region. He said it is therefore essential that the political understanding should strengthen, economic partnerships grow, technology collaborations expand, and people-to-people comfort intensifies. Dr. Jayashankar said a major challenge is to ensure global economic growth while also de-risking it. He said supply chains are a particular focus for resilience, just as we push for trusted and transparent digital partnerships. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting was held in Tokyo today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, United States of America, and Australia, attended the meeting. Leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi has demanded caste census and legal guarantee of MSP to farmers. Participating in the discussion in Lok Sabha today on the General Budget 2024-25, he said the legal guarantee for MSP in the budget would have helped farmers. He vowed in Lok Sabha that if the INDIA bloc comes to power, it will provide legal guarantee of MSP to farmers and will conduct caste census in the country. He also questioned the Agnivir scheme. Referring to Mr. Gandhi's remarks on the Agnivir scheme, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said misconceptions have been created about the scheme by the leader of opposition and he is ready to have a discussion on Agnivir in the House. The issue of death of UPSC aspirants due to drowning in a coaching centre in Delhi was raised today in both Houses of Parliament. In the Lok Sabha, BJP and Congress both demanded a probe into the matter. During the zero hour, BJP member Bansuri Swaraj demanded that the Union Home Ministry should set up a probe committee to look into the matter. Shashi Tharoor of Congress also demanded a comprehensive investigation into the matter. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said officers are responsible for issuing no objection certificates to run the coaching centres. He wanted to know what action is being taken against them so far. Initiating the discussion in Rajya Sabha, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of BJP termed the incident as criminal negligence and questioned that how much money was spent on the cleaning of drainage systems by the city government agencies. Derek O'Brien of TMC also expressed concern over the incident and said that commodification of education was not properly addressed in the national education policy. Earlier, allowing short-duration discussion, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said that coaching centres have virtually become commercial. The government has saved more than 24,000 crore rupees of foreign exchange from ethanol blended petrol initiative. This was informed by the Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. Mr. Gopi said during November 2022 to October 2023, approximately 509 crore litres of ethanol has been blended in petrol, resulting in saving of foreign exchange and higher income to farmers. In 2023-24, India's coal production surged by 11.65%, underscoring government's dedication to achieving self-reliance. The Ministry of Coal is leading a transformative initiative to reduce coal imports and boost coal exports, marking a pivotal shift in India's energy landscape. This strategic plan is designed to enhance domestic coal production, bolster energy security, and stimulate growth in the coal sector. For 2024-25, the production target has been set at 1,080 million tons. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Patna High Court order scrapping the 65% caste-based reservation in jobs and admissions in Bihar. It also issued notices on the appeals filed by the Bihar government and agreed to hear them in September. Last month, the Patna High Court had annulled the Bihar government's notification, raising reservations for backward classes, scheduled caste and scheduled tribes from 50% to 65% in government jobs and higher education institutions in the state. And that is the end of this news bulletin.